With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. The trial of Neville Faulkner continues today in grand court after the defendant cross-examined the complainant and testimony turned to emergency responders. Radio K-Man's Jevy Ebanks report.
Day two of the trial of Neville Faulkner centered on the defendant's cross-examination of Haroon Pandui, the director of planning. Mr. Faulkner, who is representing himself, has pled not guilty to a charge of using an ICT network to annoy, harass, or defraud Mr. Pandui. The court heard that Mr. Faulkner is a former electrical inspector with planning and previously reported to Mr. Pandui. Mr. Faulkner alleges that the director exceeded his authority by declaring his property unfit for human habitation, a decision he says left more than 20 tenants homeless. During cross-examination, Mr. Faulkner argued that emails he sent to Mr. Pandui are protected under his constitutional right to freedom of expression. He maintained that the photographs included in the emails were not intended as threats and argued that because Mr. Pandui interpreted the photos differently, it cannot be definitively classed as threatening. Mr. Pandui rejected those assertions. He told the court that based on the contents of the emails, the photographs, and the intended recipients, he believed the communications were intended as threats. After Mr. Pandui's evidence concluded, the court began hearing testimony from two fire officers who responded to the fire at the Fern Circle property at the center of the dispute. Jevy Ebanks, Radio K-Man News.
Government is rolling out the next phase of the MyEID program with expanded eligibility now in effect.
The MyEID card will give these islands a strong infrastructural base for the next wave of digital services and future efficiencies.
Deputy Chief Officer in the Ministry of Social Development and Innovation, Charles Brown, tells Radio K-Man applications are now being accepted from all permanent residents with or without the right to work, and eligible dependents, including spouses and civil partners, of Caymanians and permanent residents. MyEID is an official government-issued photo identification card that provides a, quote, trusted and convenient way for eligible residents to prove their identity. It also serves as the foundation for future digital government services, helping to modernize how residents interact with both government and participating organizations. Applicants who meet the eligibility requirements may now book an appointment to enroll for their MyEID card. Head to myeid.egov.ky for more information. The National Weather Service has released June weather statistics for Grand Cayman and Cayman Brac, showing a hot and unusually dry start to the wet season. Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles has more.
The National Weather Service says June stayed hot and much drier than normal on Grand Cayman and Cayman Brac. In its June 2026 summary, the service reports average temperatures around 86 degrees Fahrenheit on both islands. In Grand Cayman, the maximum reached 93.4 degrees on June 22nd, with a minimum of 75.2 on June 21st. Monthly rainfall there totaled 2.4 inches, well below the 30-year June average. On Cayman Brac, the average temperature was 86.6 degrees, with a high of 91.9 on June 25th and a low of 72.7 on June 14th. Rainfall for the month was 3.2 inches. The service says total rainfall on both islands remains several inches below the long-term average for the start of the wet season. Average humidity in June was in the low to mid-70s on both islands, according to the summary. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which will take us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Moira Alderson. The US and Iran have traded strikes for a second night, with the Iranian Foreign Ministry condemning American attacks on civilian infrastructure as a war crime. The US says it struck some 90 military targets. Iran said it targeted American assets in Kuwait, Bahrain and Qatar. Meanwhile, large crowds are lining the streets in the city of Mashhad, where Iran's late Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei is due to be buried later today, in the culmination of a week of funeral processions and rallies. US strikes put the railway line connecting Tehran to Mashhad out of service last night. BBC News.